And if you could start off with a recap of the allegations, and if I understand correctly, there is a plea in the case and sentencing's been done.
That's correct. He was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, causing serious bodily injury against a family member, which is a first-degree felony in Texas. We worked out an agreement. He pled guilty yesterday and was sentenced to 29 years in prison with the affirmative finding of a deadly weapon and family violence, and he was also assessed just about $3,000 in restitution.
The $33,000 figures based on what?
Medical expenses for the victim. She was treated for her injuries, and that bill was from the hospital. It was paid by the Crime Victims Compensation Fund in Texas. And so the restitution is for him to reimburse that fund for the money they paid.
If I understand the allegations correctly, it was May of last year where Mr. Barker fired a rifle from the outside of a home that they shared south of Milliken, and it went through the kitchen and hit the victim?
Well, close. It wasn't a rifle. It was a shotgun, and it wasn't a house they shared. They were in a dating relationship at the time, and she was actually at a friend's house. Neither one of them lived there. She was at that house, and he came up to that house and shot her from outside through the kitchen window.
What was the status of the dating relationship then?
They had recently broken up. I think a few days before. That was the reason she was at a friend's house. But.
Any criminal history of Mr. Barker?
None at all.
What was the sentencing range?
First degree, anywhere from 5 years to 99 years of life, or actually with no criminal history, he's eligible for probation for the offense. So that would have been anywhere from 5 years to 10 years worth of probation.
And so he'll have to serve at least half the time before becoming eligible?
Correct.
The 29-year figure is based on what?
Just negotiating. It was, you know, we're in the area, we're in the neighborhood of reaching an agreement. So it had always kind of hovered right around the 30-year mark.
Anything that I've missed?
I don't know. If you mentioned after he shot her, he went into a field and shot himself with the same gun in the chest. So he was hospitalized for a while at Herman Memorial in Houston. And so that's where he was actually served with the arrest warrant. And then once the hospital medically cleared him, he was brought up here and he's been in jail since then.
And that time will be credited to the sentence then?
He gets credit for the time that once the warrant was placed on him. I think it was right around June the 8th or 7th or something like that. So he's got about a year's worth of jail credit.
Anything else?
You know, obviously we were in contact with the victim and talking to her. She's moved out of town. She didn't want to have anything to do with him, didn't want to ever have to see him or face him again. So.
And was she consulted about the plea agreement?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I talked to her a couple times, several times about it. Kind of get her input, her feel, and what her thoughts were. And her overriding concern when I talked to her was she didn't want to have to face him if she didn't have to, and she just never wanted to see him again, and she wanted to know that he was away and she was safe.